All right, everybody, welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I'm your host, Riley Hart, here to help you untangle that messy knot of thoughts in your head and find some sweet, sweet peace. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like a roller coaster of emotions? Like one minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Understanding and managing those feelings is key to living a happier, more fulfilling life. It's about becoming aware of your own emotions, understanding why you feel the way you do, and learning how to express them in healthy ways. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional intelligence game. First things first, self-awareness is your superpower. You gotta know what's going on inside before you can start managing it, right? Pay attention to your thoughts, your physical sensations, a racing heart, butterflies in your stomach, even those tiny little twinges of anxiety or joy. What triggers these emotions? Is there a pattern? Journaling, meditation, even just taking a few minutes to check in with yourself throughout the day can make a world of difference. Next up, empathy is essential. It's about putting yourself in someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean understanding where they're coming from. Think about that time you were feeling super stressed. How did other people react? Maybe some offered support, maybe some just gave you space. Recognizing those different reactions and understanding the motivations behind them can help you navigate your own relationships more effectively. Now, let's talk communication. It's not just about speaking your mind, it's about expressing your feelings clearly and respectfully. Sometimes we get caught up in our heads, overthinking every word, afraid of saying the wrong thing. But remember, honest and open communication is crucial for building strong connections. Practice active listening. Really pay attention to what others are saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Ask questions, clarify misunderstandings, and be willing to share your own thoughts and feelings openly. Self-regulation, my friends, is the key to keeping that emotional roller coaster in check. It's about managing those intense emotions before they get the best of you. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a step back. Breathe deeply, practice mindfulness, find a healthy coping mechanism, whatever works for you. This could be anything from going for a walk to listening to your favorite music to talking to a trusted friend. Remember, it's okay to not be okay sometimes, but don't let those feelings control you. And finally, motivation is what keeps you going. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding yourself and others. It's about using that knowledge to achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life. Think about what truly motivates you. What gets you excited? What are your passions? Aligning your actions with your values can create a sense of purpose and drive that fuels your journey. Let me tell you a story, because sometimes real-life examples hit harder than any theory. I remember this one time, I was presenting at a conference. My heart was pounding like a drum solo, my palms were sweating, and I felt like I was about to pass out right there on stage. But then I remembered all those self-regulation techniques I'd been practicing, deep breaths, focusing on the audience, reminding myself that this was an opportunity to share something valuable. And you know what? I nailed it. I calmed my nerves, delivered a powerful presentation, and even received some great feedback afterwards. It was a reminder that emotional intelligence isn't just about knowing your feelings, it's about using them to overcome challenges and achieve your goals. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself navigating relationships with more ease, handling stress like a champ, and living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, what's your next step? Try journaling about your emotions for a week. Practice active listening in your conversations today. Or maybe challenge yourself to regulate your emotions during a stressful situation. Every little bit counts. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who could benefit from it too. Let's spread the love and help each other cultivate emotional intelligence one step at a time. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.